Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. In the wake of last night's grand final, there's one player I want to talk about, and it is Brian To'o. Now, last night he had a tremendous game. He ran for 299 run metres, which is a pretty good game, obviously, but we're kind of used to it from Brian To'o. That's kind of what we get pretty consistently from this guy. And I posted a thing last night after the game saying it's not very often that a player comes along and changes a position forever. Brian To'o has done that. If you can't come out of your own end, you're not NRL ready anymore because of To'o. And, you know, as per usual, the Peanut Gallery got right on charge and blew their lids and told me about all these players that had done it before. And you know what? There's been a lot of great players that have come for, you know, unbelievable meterage in the NRL, and we've seen it over the last few years. But I just want to give you a little bit of context over, you know, what Brian To'o has done in comparison to these other guys. And I've just got a list of names of former other wingers that were mentioned by people saying To'o is nothing compared to this guy, compared to this guy, compared to this guy. I'll just go through some of them with you. The first one was Blake Ferguson. And a lot of people mentioned Fergo. And look, he had that tremendous season where he broke all these running records. He was fucking all over the place. He averaged 200 metres that year, yeah, which is an incredible knock. To average 200 metres over a season is unbelievable. His next best season, he ran for 180 metres, yeah. So his best season, he ran for 200. His next best, he ran for 180 metres. Just to show you what To'o's done in the first 4 years of his career, over the first 4 years of his career, he's actually averaging 201 run metres per game. Pretty crazy. The last two seasons, he's averaged about 230 run metres per game, just to show you where Brian To'o's at. Like, you have a look at the very best season that Blake Ferguson had, it has only equaled up with the average amount of run metres that Brian To'o has run this year. You have a look at, in his career, you have a look at Brian To'o in the finals over the last 2 years. So in this final series, he averaged 276 run meters. That's in the hardest games of the season. He averaged 276 run meters across their three games. Last year, he averaged 227 run meters across their final series, once again, in the hardest games. You will remember those games. There weren't many tries scored in those games by the Penrith Panthers. It was all tough carries. Let's have a look at someone else that people told me. Josh Mansour. Josh Mansour was Brian To'o before Brian To'o existed, and fair enough. His two highest seasons as far as average run meters were 181 and 175. So his very best season, 181 run meters, Brian To'o's career average is 20 meters per game higher than that. And keep in mind that 181 that he averaged that season was the year he was actually playing with Brian To'o, so he stole a lot of runs off To'o that year. So that's actually hurt Brian To'o's career average that year that he played with Josh Mansour. He's still averaging 20 more meters per game over his career compared to Josh Mansour's best individual season as far as run meters out of his entire career. Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. Now, a lot of people point out Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. Just a reminder, all of the records that you're talking about and stuff was when he was playing fullback, not wing, yeah? Two very different things. You get a lot more run meters at fullback than what you do at wing. You look at the run meters every single year at the end of the season. You reflect on those players. The vast majority of them are fullbacks. Not many of them are wingers. So RTS, a little bit irrelevant there, guys. If you want to go all the way back to 2014 and do those numbers, 2013, 2014, when he was at the Roosters on the wing, you are in for a little bit of a rude shock and you're going to be very disappointed when you do those numbers and you compare them to Brian Toto, what he's done this year. Another really popular one, Semi Rad Radra. I had one comment that told me, you're kidding yourself, you forgot about Rad Radra. Go watch the highlights. I knew Rad Radra didn't have these sort of run meters, nowhere near it. I straight away said, don't get distracted by highlights. We're talking about coming out of your own end and tough carries. Got laughed at, thought, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to go back and do Semi Rad Radra's stats for that first season that I was told he ran rings around people. That was 2014. He averaged 138 run meters per game. That is 60 run meters less per game than what Brian Toto has done over his entire career. In fact, Semi Rad Radra's best season was 2016. He averaged 153 run meters, which is 50 run meters below Brian Toto's career average thus far. Highlights, don't get distracted. Another really popular one, Ken Mamalo. Now, Ken Mamalo, credit to him. He's actually had a really, really impressive career as far as run meters. Let's look at his two absolute best seasons. The best season Ken Mamalo's had, 190 run meters. His second best, 187. Still below Brian Toto's career average. Still well and truly below Brian Toto's career average when you include that his first season was obviously his debut season. That's been one of those 4 years that Brian Toto's played in. Once again, Ken Mamalo, 190 run meters in his absolute best season. Brian Toto has outdone that in two of his 4 career years. So half of his career has been better than the absolute best run meter season by Ken Mamalo. As we said, this final series, he averaged 276 run meters. That is almost 100 meters more than Ken Mamalo averaged in his very best season, and Brian Toto did it in a final series. Let's have a look at, this is a strange one, a weird amount of people said George Tafua. I'm not quite sure where that came from. I think it was because George Tafua is a tough running, hard hitting sort of guy that we assume he did a heap of work coming out of his own end. George Tafua ran for above 160 meters on average in one season throughout his entire career. So not really even in the ballpark of Brian Toto. A lot of suggestions about Matt Utai. Similar to George Tafua, I think we remember Matt Utai because he was so destructive and he was so dangerous coastline. He was hard to stop. He never did this much work coming out of his own end. I don't have the numbers in front of him, but I can guarantee you he didn't do this much work coming out of his own end. Wendell Saylor was extremely damaging. He was like having an extra forward in your team, but he wasn't taking 30 hit-ups a game coming out of his own end like Brian Toto is. I'm telling you, what this guy is doing is not normal, and it is like nothing we have seen before. And I hope some of these numbers I'm throwing at you can start to sort of make you realize just how special what he's doing is. Now, the most popular one by far away, and it was completely fair, was Daniel Tupu. Everyone said Daniel Tupu's been doing this for years. And you know what? Daniel Tupu has been doing this for years. He's been sensational. I went and found Daniel Tupu's two best seasons as far as run meters. They were 181 and 180. So 20 run meters below Brian Toto's average for his entire career. I mean, what are we even talking about here? I know that we get stuck in highlights sometimes, and sometimes someone does something every single week that we just become used to. It happened with Jason Taumalolo a number of years ago when he was running 250 to 300 a week. We just got used to it, and it became normal to us. And what Brian Toto is doing, it is just becoming normal to us. Over the last two final series, so in the hardest games of the season, last year, he averaged 227 run meters per game. This year, he averaged 276 run meters per game. I think I got that mixed up when I said it earlier before, sorry. So last final series, 2020 run, he went for 227 run meters over that final series. Yeah, so it's only 3 games, to be fair, but they are the 3 hardest games of the season, may I add. No one else on this list has ever gone for above 201 run meters in a season. Brian Toto went for 227 last year in the final series. That's the other thing. He's doing it on the biggest stages, under the brightest lights, against the hardest opposition. This year, he fucking blew it out of the park. 276 run meters per game in the finals. In the finals, 276, he's almost averaging 300 meters per game. And you're telling me that there's just been a heap of guys that have done this before? please, please. I understand that it's something that we're not really appreciating yet, what Brian Toto is doing, but you've got to start to realize just how good this guy is and how many meters he eats up each and every game. It was a grand final last night. He ran for 299 meters. He was fucking unbelievable, and he does this every single week. We need to start appreciating what this guy is doing. You have a look over his last... Actually, I'm going to get his stats up for you so I can read them out to you properly. So, Brian Toto, yeah? Over his last four seasons... Remember, he's only played four seasons, yeah? Over the last two seasons, he's gone 245 run meters, and then he's gone 201 run meters last year. I mean, like, his worst season was his debut season. He ran for 166 meters. I mean, there's guys on this list, their absolute best seasons are 180, and he's doing 166 in his debut year, which has been his worst run meters year throughout his entire career. And part of the reason why it was his worst run meters career is because he was playing with Josh Mansell, and Josh Mansell was taking so many runs, but he wasn't making the same meters that Brian Toto was. Can you think back to a couple of years ago when we're talking about Josh Mansell? Everyone was saying he was the best winger coming out of his own end. Mate, his stats don't even compare to Brian Toto anymore. He's been absolutely left in the dark. It is incredible. You think back to a few years ago, as I said, when we all were sitting there going, oh my God, Josh Mansell is this unbelievable player. He gets so many meters coming out of his own end. He's incredible. I'll read you out his numbers now, because they honestly, they don't even match up to Brian Toto. They're not even getting close. And this isn't taking away anything from those past wingers and everything, but fuck, you have a look at the career of Josh Mansell. This is his average run meters per season. 166, 150, 175, 151, 175, 166, 144, 155, 181, career high, 181 in 2020. Funnily enough, the year that Brian Toto had his lowest, 134, 108. So, I mean, he only beat Brian Toto's worst season in 1, 2, 3 in three of his how many seasons has he played for? 10 or 11 here? I mean, fuck. We've got to start to appreciate what this guy is doing. And just remember, with wingers and stuff, when you're watching them do their tough carries, don't tell me to go and watch highlights. That's got nothing to fucking do with it. I don't care how many tries Semid Radradra scored. We're not talking about that sort of stuff. What we're talking about is what Brian Toto does out of his own end and the meters, the tough carries that he gets out of his own end. And that's what separates him from other guys in this competition, from other guys in the history of this game. And once again, it's not taking anything away from previous wingers and what stuff. I know we get a little bit nostalgic and we get a little bit upset when you want to say that modern guys are better than previous guys. I don't know why people get so upset about it, but it doesn't take anything away from what those guys have achieved in the past. And our game would be falling apart if we weren't improving. I would like to think that in 20 years' time, we'll look back at Brian Toto and go, fuck, he was a good winger, but this guy is running for X amount of meters. That's more than Brian Toto. It's how the game should evolve. Now, obviously the game has changed. It's evolved. There's no doubt about that whatsoever. And obviously the game is different, so it's hard to compare these guys and all that, and I completely understand that. But you need to start appreciating what Brian Toto is doing each and every week, what he's doing in the biggest games of the season. This final series, he averaged 276 run meters. That is fucking astronomical. You look at what Daniel Tupu's done over the last few years and like how we've all lost our minds about how good he's been, and he's been fantastic. He's almost averaged 100 less meters than that across his very best season in the NRL when it comes to run meters. Toto in the final series against the very best teams, on average, ran for 100 more meters per game.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It is unbelievable. Do you remember when Blake Ferguson broke that record, 200 run meters in a season? Fucking incredible. Mate, Brian Toto's done that the last 2 years in a row. That's Brian Toto's career average for run meters. And yeah, you know what? You can say to me, oh yeah, but Brian Toto's been a good team. I'll tell you what, the 2018 Roosters that Blake Ferguson was in, pretty handy side. The 2019 Roosters that Daniel Tupou was in, pretty handy side. The 2020 Penrith Panthers that Josh Mansell was in, once again, a pretty handy side. All these guys have something in common. They all went all the way to a grand final that year. Start appreciating what Brian Toto is doing and start appreciating where his place is amongst some of the best wingers we've ever seen. In particular, the aspect that I'm discussing here, him coming out of his own end, because what he is doing is simply unheard of.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.